This is In the Room with Sean Clancy.
This is Sean Clancy, and I'm in the room with Jonathan Mario Pino. In the room again. Mario, we spoke in February when you were 39 wins away from 7,000. You did it. You did it, buddy.
Yep. It wasn't as hard as I actually thought. I was really like 39, and, you know, like I didn't know really what to expect. And like the last, like the meet's over tonight, so I wanted to do it here. And I needed five wins, and it was only four racing days left. And I was like, wow. And, you know, in horse racing, you can never predict if you're going to win. I mean, I had some decent shots, but you could run a lot of seconds. And, you know, when them last two come around, they're the hardest. So I was really, really lucky and blessed the way it worked out.
No, it was brilliant. You got a dead heat, I think, one night, and won another one by a nose. I mean, it was coming down close. Watching you ride over the years, even coming down to the 7,000, with all that on the line, you still never overrode the horses, and I just thought that was such a credit to your style. Is that something you fight, or is just that natural? That you, I asked Pat Day the same question. You never overrode the horses.
Yeah, because. Yeah, that was kind of been my style of my career, you know. It's just like when you're overriding them, you're kind of like almost throwing them off stride. You know, I mean, you're getting down the riding, you're strong, pushing along, but you don't want to do overriding because it's just knocking them off a little rhythm here and there, you know. And sometimes that when it's getting down to the wire there, that little movement can cost you win. Sometimes, so you just got to keep that rhythm going, and the horse will kind of get competitive too. Yeah, that's been my style all my life. I've never kind of overridden the horse, and I mean, sometimes I had to get down and ride harder than others, and then there's times where I don't ride as hard because the horse is just not, is giving me all he can, and it's almost like you're nursing him to the wire. It's the feeling you feel that last 70 yards, which you got to do to get to the wire first.
you're
at the wire first, and, you know, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose.
Sure, exactly. You've done it better than most. What was the feeling like when you won the 7,000s? I know it's a favorite, enjoyed the music. You got in front, you kind of opened up a big lead. Did you actually get time to enjoy it down the stretch, or what was that like? Take us through that moment.
Yeah, Sean, like, it was really, I'll give you the whole description of the race. I kind of, like, looked like, and he looked like the best horse in the race. And it was for a friend of mine that I've been riding for the last 10 years for over here. And I just didn't want nothing to go wrong because I knew when I won the second race by a nose and it was on his horse, and I would love to have done it on his horse. And the race set up really perfect for me. And I kind of, like, when I was coming to the front end horse, I kind of peeked under my arm one stride because I said, you know, I didn't want to move too soon.
Right, and, sure.
But I wanted to get by the lead horse because the lead horse had a little horse too. So I wanted to kind of get up on top of him a little bit. And once I put him away, once I knew I had him, I kind of peeked back and make sure nobody was making a run on me too. But when I turned for home, I just said, well, now let's just go. You know what I mean? And he responded, but the last 20 yards he started waiting. And I'm getting a little panicking that last 20 yards. But we lasted, and it was a great feeling when I hit that finish line. It was like a big relief.
For sure, no doubt. And I think Pablo Morales might have, he kind of galloped up your inside and fist bumped,
yeah.
I think. Yeah,
yes, he did. You know, guy flew by me at the wire. He goes, congratulations. And then Pablo pump fist me galloping out. And good little jockey and a nice boy.
Right, for sure. Yeah, what's that relationship like up there? I mean, you've been doing it a long time with those guys when you're 60 years old, and you can see the respect and admiration they have for you by the celebration in the Winner's Circle, I guess. That must be a great feeling for you.
Yeah, it really is, Sean. There's some good guys here, and like you said, I've been here for the last 10, 11 years and riding with them, and good bunch of riders. I mean, you know, we have a good camaraderie here, and most of them are, well, all of them are younger than me, but and I'm in the same corner with Pablo and another young guy, another Alando. He went to, well, I'm with these two. Pablo's one of them. I'm in the same corner, so we all get along good, and you know, they I respect them because what they're doing, they're good little riders, and I think they respect me too.
And I had to laugh when they interviewed you after the race. They asked if you were if you're going to ride the next race, and you said yes. And then you kind of made a comment like, "I don't know about tomorrow," which would be Thursday night. And I said to myself, "Now wait a minute, Mario Pino, the working man's jock, he's not going to take off the last night. I mean, he's got commitments, right?" So you decided to ride Thursday night.
Yes, exactly, Sean. I was thinking about it because it's going to be a rough night tonight here. It's going to be windy, rainy, and cold. And I'm on like 7 or 8 of them. And I'm like, man, do I want to go through this? But I'm going to go because I don't want to. I have been ridden for some of these people through the meet, and then they've been good to me, so I don't want to just jump off, you know. So I'm going to finish tonight, and it'll be my last race I ever ride in my life. So I'm thinking about that. This last ride, you know, and but I have no regrets. I have no regrets, you know, in my career. I really, you know, people ask me, well, do you have any regrets or do you want to miss it? I said, yeah, I'm going to miss it, but I'm proud of what I've done, you know, like winning the George Wolf and the Mike Venezia and winning 7,000 races and being in the Maryland Hall of Fame and just putting all this time in and the hard work I did to get there. And I've been ridden full time for the last 7 years. So yeah, so I'm real proud of what I've done, and I'm not going to look back.
No doubt. And, well, every jockey has a different style and a different way of handling their career. For you to set that goal to get to 7,000, I mean, I know that was a very concerted effort, I guess. And in a way, maybe that helps with the closure of it all, that you accomplished that goal.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't know I could do it. You know what I mean? You know, like I said, you never, you can't say I'm going to do anything in horse racing. So I came up here and I did fairly well. And I got lucky in a lot of spots. And I think I rode really well too, to be honest with you. Like I said, I never brag about myself, but I think I rode well here, this meet. You know, sometimes you go through a time where you don't think you are, but I think I really, like, I run into people now. They say, why are you quitting? You could ride another year and a half. You're riding, you look better now on a horse than you did when you were riding in Maryland. And I was like, well, yeah, thanks. But like I said, you know, I made this to win 7,000, and I'm going to walk away tonight. And that'll be it. And I'll miss it because I love it. I love the horses. I love the competing. But it's pretty time for me now. So, like I said, I'm not going to regret on anything.
Yeah, what will you miss the most?
You know what I miss the most, Sean? The horses.
Yeah.
I love getting on the horses and feeling, you know, them responding to me. And, you know, I just love and the competing. I'm going to miss that. And I'm going to miss the everyday going to the jocks room like I did almost all my life. And the people there the friends I've met and been around, like everybody in the horse racing that I've, Delaware, Maryland, just everybody, all the trainers and you. And, you know, I'm just going to miss all that. And that'll be what I'll miss the most.
If somebody, when you walked in the jocks room as a 10-pound bug in 1977, right out of, you know, a little public school there in Delaware, and somebody said you'd win 7,000 races, what would you say to them?
Never thought that. I thought I was only going to ride about 3 or 4 years and quit. I really did. I said, I'm going to ride 3 or 4 years, and my weight will get to me or something, and now that I'm in 40 some years, and I'm not like really light, You know what I mean? I
had
to work.
Right, sure.
I had to work at it. It wasn't. I'm like I've been kind of watching my weight for all my career. Let's put it this way. I wasn't really that heavy, but I wasn't light either. So I had to keep watching. But now that it's come to an end, I can eat what I want, and I don't have to wake up and think about anything or worry about any. You know, I'm fine now. I'm happy.
Yeah, what are you going to do next? I mean, do you have plans to, second career at 60, or do you just, obviously take a little time to kind of take it easy, but.
True, yeah. I have me and my wife, I live in Florida, so I have a lot of things to do, and we're going to travel a little bit, and I'm just happy that I don't have to go and just get another job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Who wants a job?
So it's not like a lot of pressure to go find another job. So I'm blessed there.
Wow. So why? How did you make it? I mean, why did you make it? I've asked you that question before, but I mean, it's just sheer dedication. I mean, obviously talent and work ethic. But I mean, what's the combination to win 7,000 and do it like you've done it?
You know, I think it's more of like a passion for it. You know. And I mean, you named all the right things right there. Work ethic, good attitude, just showing up. You know, even when sometimes I was tired or sick, I still went and rode. And that's not easy sometimes. You know, you see people, you know, if they're sick or something like that, they just take off or they're tired. So I just kept going. And the work ethics, like you said, I worked hard, and it was a job for me from day one that I loved, and I was blessed to be a jockey because it was a perfect job for me, you know, through everything.
Yeah, and I guess along the way you've seen jockeys kind of come and go, right? I mean, as a veteran jockey, is it kind of pain you to watch kids just squander opportunities or not make the most of them?
True. I've seen many come and go, and many very talented riders, and just didn't have the right attitude or work ethic. And in the last few years, if I run into a young jockey now that's just starting out, an apprentice or a young rider, I always tell them that. I always say, you got to work hard and keep going forward, because if you keep yourself going forward, good things happen. You got to just keep going. Even when you think, they get discouraged, I just always say, have a good attitude and work hard and try to improve yourself every day. And, that's the only advice I can tell them unless they ask for something else. But that's what I would tell young riders all the time.
For you, was there ever time that you were thinking about quitting or stopping? I mean, was there any real downtime?
Many times, yeah. Actually, I wasn't
silly question. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try to go this year again. I was just going to quit 39 away, and then not quit, but like retiring. So this year, I you probably read it or heard it from someone. I was talking to Wesley Ward because that's where I used to come out under. You know, go there, work, and he helped me get ready for here. Put me on some horses and stuff, and we were talking in the tack room. I was just, you know, talking, and he said to me, Mario, you're 39 wins away. You should try to do it. Don't leave it on the table. You got 39 and you can do it. He said, you ride good, you're healthy, you're fit, you're good with the horses. Just push yourself to do it. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect, so it worked out. You know, I did it. I came back up here because I wasn't going to come back to Presque Isle. But I wasn't that far off, so it worked out for me. And I thanked him. He texted me today. I said, thanks for pushing me to give me that little extra push. it all worked out good, Sean. So that's what happened.
39 the hard way, I guess, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, Mario, I know for myself, I couldn't be more proud of a jockey, of a friend, to to work at it and stick with it. Your credit to the game, and we'll miss seeing you ride, but we're also the memories and the achievements that you've delivered over the years. It's been just second to none. We're proud to call you a friend.
Yeah, I hope I kind of made a good example for jockeys that are coming up and to learn, like, you know, learn the little things to keep you, to make you last long in this game. You know what I mean? So if I did that, I'm proud of that, and I'm going to feel bad after this last one, but that's like, got to step down sometimes, so it's all good.
That's Mario Pino, our friend, and again, we're proud of you, and congratulations on the 7,000, and enjoy your last day as a jockey.
Thanks, Sean. You're my friend, too. Thanks, you, buddy.